Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. It's around that time right here on KAZ Radio, where I have one of my most favorite shows, The Marital Toolbox with Pastor Octavia Lucas. Take it away, Pastor.
Hey, 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 guys. How are you? Welcome to The Marital Toolbox. Thank you for being with us again this evening. Just a quick memo to remember, we are on every other Tuesday from 5 to 5:30, which is just a half an hour show. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss our topics. Another thing, too, I want to get real quick just before we get to topics. If you have any questions, concerns, or anything that you would like to talk about, you are more than welcome to hit me up. A lot of the things really in my messages on Facebook. But you can also email me. You have a phone number, you can text me or anything like that. But a lot of my messages and a lot of my questions and stuff come from Facebook Messenger. So I'm more prone to go there and more prone to look at right there. So you can send them there on Facebook, okay? And I will definitely get them. Now, we have a joke here at, you know, on CAS, so I'm not going to take up too much time. With my introduction, so we're gonna get right into it. I want to welcome. She is not a guest. Y'all know Pastor LaWanna. You know her. She has hosted with me on several occasions. Her husband, my husband, we have hosted on several occasions. Even my sister, Marie. You know, you have seen her. So she is here with me and at, you know, times that are given to her when she's able to, she is going to be on, okay? So, but anyway, this is Pastor LaWanna, and we're going to get right into it, okay? Is that okay,
LaWanna? That's good.
So yes, ma'am. We have two topics, subject matters, and we want to just dive into those. We thought they were very interesting. I heard her subject matter, and then I was like, let me piggyback off that. And so we hope that, you know, what we talk about this evening is going to be very interesting. And if you have any questions or anything like that, I don't know if we can see it. I don't think we can see it. I guess it was the studio, we would. But I don't know if we can see it or not. But you can, you know, post your questions while we're talking, and the next time we're on, guess what? We can answer them.
That's right.
The next time we're on it and we see them. So please put your questions or whatever and your comments, and we'll address them the next time to continue the show. But anyway, I'm going to be such a nice host, and I'm going to let my sister open up. I'm going to let my sister open up. First topic of discussion. Now, these are our topics. It's not nothing nobody sent us, but I'm sure it's something that is a hot topic that is being talked about. Okay. So, but take it away, as Larry said.
Amen. We do have the inside joke at CAS. We're gonna leave it right there. Right. Pastor Larry know what it is, and my sister know what it is. But hello, everyone. I am Pastor LaWanna. Amen. And so, when me and my sister, we talked, amen, and so I just asked her a question, and the question I just wanted to know, why is it so easy for single women to be attracted to married men? Single women are attracted to married men like it's nonstop, like it's running water. I don't understand. So my thing, you know, I'm not going to say I don't understand, but I'll say this. Is it a vibe that the man is putting out? Or is it a vibe that the woman is putting out, you know, or is it both of them, you know, or is it something that's going on at home? What's the problem? And so my thing of it is, when it comes to that, I don't care what area it is. Well, no, let me take that back. Let's rewind. I do care what area it is, because the word of God said marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. But listen, there is some stipulations in that, okay? So I'm not going to say in whatever area, amen, because there are some things that me and my husband just don't practice in the bedroom, okay? So let's just leave that right there, okay? That's open for discussion. At the same time, listen, I try to, so we, in saying all of that, I try to keep my husband satisfied, okay? To where, listen, there don't have to be, now he's human, so let's just keep this natural thing. He's human. So because he's human, of course he's going to do what a human man do. And that's look. Come on, please stop married women. Please stop pastors. Please stop preachers. Please stop apostles. Please stop prophets. Whatever you want to call yourself, believer or unbeliever, stop thinking that your husband don't look. There's a difference in a look. It's a look, then there's a lustful look. Okay? So I will say that I try to keep my husband satisfied in all areas, whether it's conversation, whether it's sexual, whether it is just me being me, him being him. I mean, in my dress, in my smell good, in my cleanliness. Come on, somebody. So that's just something I just wanted to oppose, you know, to oppose out there, you know, sis. Why do you think that it's so easy for a single woman to be attracted to a married man, especially if the married man say that he's happy?
Here's my thing. When we was talking about it over the phone earlier, and I'm gonna be honest with you, the first thing that came to my mind, everything you said was excellent because all of that came to my mind. But when I'm looking at a woman being so easily attracted to a married man, the first thing that came to my mind, I don't know why this word came in my mind, security.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why security came in my mind, and I'm not saying that this is the whole Mardi Gras of it,
right?
I thought about one of the things of being security, because when you look at a married man, you know, not saying that when you look at a married man, the perception of what you're seeing is because they don't necessarily have to be is, but just the perception of looking at a married man, okay, our husbands, okay, we've dealt with this with our marriages, you know, with our husbands and, you know, women and stuff looking at our husbands, we've dealt with this. And so when you standing out looking in, there's a perception, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You looking at him as security, okay, that security comes from because he looks like a family man, right?
Right, okay.
He looks like a family man.
That's good.
I'm watching him with his children, you know, if he has children, I'm watching. You understand what I'm saying? So these are women that are watching. You know, when you pose that question, these are women, these are watchers. So that means they had to been watching that man for quite a bit. You understand what I'm saying? To get some type of perception of whether they wanted this married man. So I'm looking at security as far as a family man. If he's a family man and he's good with his children, he's hands-on with his kids, and you know what I'm saying? He got a job, he's stable. Then I'm looking at companionship. He could be great with companionship and stuff like that. I'm not saying these things justify, because whether you're in God or out of God, it's still wrong at the end of the day. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day when you was teeny boppers in high school, if a girl in the hallway looked at your boyfriend, you ain't gonna know nothing about God. You was ready to do the Royal Rumble, guess what, in the hallway. And you was ready to be sent to the office because you was gonna beat her down. Don't be looking at my man. Don't be looking at, you know, you didn't know anything about God. So even the world, although they practice all these different styles of, you know, they define what marriage, a different definition of what marriage is. Even the world has a concept of, you know what, that's mine. And if we're going to do a polygamy, and if we're going to get into a menage a trois, we're going to get into all of these things, you have to be invited in.
Right, remember, right.
Those things outside of marriage, those things are by invitation, swing parties, all those different things. And we're going to talk about that one day, because me and Kevin, we're going to talk about that one day. That's a whole other topic. Me and Kevin came across that. Anyway, so those things are by invitation. And so this woman, she's standing out and she's looking at it. She's perceiving in her mind what she thinks is security. So one of the things, that's what I thought about, is is security why a woman would be attracted, you know, to a married man. Because married men, I don't know what it is about a married man, but they have a distinguished look. If you understand
what I'm saying. They do. It's, you know what? A distinguished swag. How about that?
A distinguished look that a married man has. And it's not, it takes an eye to like really see it, because it's a God-given thing when it comes to men. It's something divine. I can't explain it, but it's something divine. Like, you can look at a man and tell whether he married or not, whether he dressed in a suit, whether he dressed down or not. It's just something, to me, it's just something divine.
You know, listen,
it's a distinguished look. And that's, look, to me, right, that's the attraction.
Right. Now, let me tell you what the apostle slipped something to me. The apostle slipped something to me, and because he's hearing the conversation today. And he said
that he heard what he wanted to hear.
Well, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt today, sis. Well, he said, you know what? He said, I've overheard single women say that they look to married men because they don't want a commitment. Mm-hmm. Ain't that something?
They look to married men because they don't. But that's interesting, because that's contradictory. Because you know why? And I like that he said that, but even if the woman that's saying that, that's contradictory, because you're not looking for commitment, but you're looking at a man that practices commitment. So you know he gonna want commitment.
But you know what though? I look at that too. I can look at that in two ways, the way that you said it, and then the way that the apostle came. Because see, what happens is you've got some women that has not been trained, or some women that has not been taught, or some women that has never seen what commitment is. So right, therefore, they can be afraid of commitment, and because they really don't know what it is, they think that, well, you get me in the bed, or if I go to the movies with you, or if you give me some kind of romantic talk or some kind of romantic lingo, that, oh, we good in a relationship. So therefore, you got some women that feel like, you know what, they still, and you know another reason too about them not wanting commitment, I can look at this way too, because some women just do not want to commit to, hey, they only want to commit to God. So therefore, they don't want to commit to God. They're not going to commit to a man, because some women have been taught or have been brought up that they are alpha female. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that.
But it's still contradictory, because if you don't want it, I'm thinking about the woman saying that. And I like mm-hmm. I said, what Apostle said, that's cool. But I'm still thinking that as she's speaking, the woman is still contradictory, because you don't want commitment. But like I said, you messing with a man that will want commitment. Then just be friends without benefits. Go find somebody to be friends without benefits.
Fly solo.
It don't have to be a married man.
Right. Fly solo.
The distinguishness of what a married man, the perception of what he looks like, I believe is what draws a woman to it. And then for some women that I've learned with other women and talking to other women, some women is the fantasy.
And you know what?
It's the fantasy. Yeah. It's the, oh, wow. It is the fantasy. It's the euphoric of it. The euphoric, I can't, that.
That's
I wouldn't
it.
Say euphoric moment, okay. But mm-hmm. it's the fantasy. It's the thing of it. Like, I'm messing with this, like this man. For some women, it's that as well too. But at the end of the day, a woman attracted to a married man can be left open for many reasons. It can be something practicing, because that's a behavior. Behavior is a practice. Yeah. So and that can be something that was practiced in the home. That can be something that they learned. That can be something. But for me, I thought about, you know, when I thought about the security, but then I thought about also too, the distinguishness of just what a married man, if they're attracted. You know, they can be attracted to that. And then at the end of the day, whether they married or not, there's just a woman that's just attracted to a man, but so happened that he's married.
But you know what
I'm saying? It's so happened that he's just married. So for some women, they don't care whether he married or not. Excuse me, he married or not. It's just unfortunate that he was married, the one that she was attracted to, but she's still going to pursue him, because that does not stop. That don't stop her feelings for him. That don't stop her interest. That don't stop her lust, love, whatever you want to call it, her attraction for him. Just unfortunate that he's married and she don't care nothing about that. They'll deal with that when they cross that road.
But the thing of it is too, if you really look at it, even if a single woman is throwing herself to a married man mm-hmm. through love, through the clothes that she's wearing, mm-hmm. through the conversation that she, through the, I'm gonna say the googly eyes, you know, because to be honest with you, at the end of the day, whether a woman says or not that she do not want commitment, she's looking because she really, really wants it. At the end of the day, most women, because we are, as women, we have a nurturing a gene about us. You understand what I'm saying? We have that caring need about us. We have that validation type of thing that we need. Amen. So therefore, at the end of the day, a woman really wants that validation. A woman really wants that to say, oh, I got, you understand, I have someone. Because to be honest, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know how many years ago, I know it was several years ago, I'm going to say at least maybe between 10 and maybe 15 years ago, my husband was approached. Let's just keep it real.
Oh, absolutely.
And the woman, let me tell you this, and the woman came to my husband. Now, mind you, whatever situation it was, we're still married. I was out of town in Jersey, and my husband was still, he was still in Ohio, okay? And so he had went to the pharmacist to pick up some medication for me, to send it to me, right? A woman approached him. Now, mind you, he said he seen the woman in line. So he said he was several people behind her, sis. And so therefore, he said when he got outside, to make a very long story short, when he got outside, this woman was pulled up when he got in the car, this woman made her way to our vehicle. So therefore, she had already had in her mind that she was going to wait on this man outside. She asked him, she said, are you happily married? Now, mind you, at that point, he could have said whatever he wanted to say. But for her to even ask him, so if she asked him, were you happily married? She had to see the ring on the finger, or she had to pose the question, are you married? And for a woman to be that bold to approach a man with a ring on his finger or not to say, are you married? You can't tell me that that's not lust. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to be so very careful even with that. Now, listen, it could be just some women's nature. You know, so at the end of the day, women are, it frazzles my brain, and I haven't been married all my life. I've been married 23 years, okay? That 23 years been married to my husband. But at the same time, at this point in time, honey, it still ain't making a difference. It's just, when ring it off.
It's definitely not making a difference. Right. I do a lot of, one thing I do when in my downtime is I do go through a lot of social media. And I try to look at things that are happening out there, especially as far as relationship-wise, mm-hmm. besides the different mm-hmm. things, questions I get mm-hmm. and stuff. You know, relationship-wise, I get out there, I try to get out there and see what's going on. And we already know, one, the definition of marriage is totally being redefined from, that is more open now, you know, the homosexuality, the different things, the mm-hmm. what's this called, all of these different names of, bisexual, you know, all these different names. It's so many developments coming in as the world is trying to define themselves, and with them trying to define themselves, they are redefining what marriage and all, you know, what marriage and what relationship is. And so now today, from what I see in social media, relationship now today is whatever you fall in love with. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say this. And that means that can be human or that can be an animal. We don't talk about those things. We don't get too deep in those things, but those are things that we probably don't get too deep and talk about those things because they don't hit home. They don't touch home because a lot of times we don't talk about stuff unless it hit home, right?
And then sometimes we don't talk about it because we're scared of it.
They're redefining relationship. It can be with a man. It can be with a woman. Listen, they try to pass a law where it can be with children. You understand what I'm saying? So whatever you fall in love with, that's what I'm saying. But I try to get out there and just see what's going on. And, you know, relationship, as I say, has been, you know, been redefining itself. And now it's about who you love. And when you say that, why is it so easy for a woman to be attracted to a married man? Now, I won't say it all. When I look at some of these stories and I look at it, some of it is lust and some of it is how the man, because a lot of times, one case I saw, the woman didn't even know the man was married. The woman already in love with him. He done already set up shop with her. He already, now you got a woman that's in love with you. Now you find out he's married. Now she right. got to deal with her feelings. Now she got to deal with the right. way. She got to deal with so much. So all of right. it's not really lust. Sometimes it's some of these men as right. well. Okay, right. So we gonna leave that one right there and we're gonna get okay. to the second one because I don't know what our time is, okay?
Okay.
So the second question is, what is it about men? Why, like we asked about why with the women, why do men got to have a side? Everything now is what they call, is it a side piece? No, what's the other name for it? Not side piece.
I don't know. I just know a side piece.
Okay, it's a side piece, but it's a reality show. It's a reality show. Let me tell you, see what I just said? Is redefining relationship. It's a reality show that comes on. I don't know if it's VH1. It's a VH1. It is a reality show, and it's a reality show about the side chicks.
Oh wow, I don't know that about that one.
Yes, Ooh. Yes, you have to look it up. I think it come on VH1. It's a reality Ooh. Show, and it's about the side pieces, the side chicks. It's wow. and what it is portraying them. Some of them, majority of the show is trying to portray them in some type of victimized way because oh, wow. they say that they're going into these things blind and they really don't know. But then some of them is arguing, no, you know what you're getting yeah. into. So it's supposed to be the other side. You know, they say it's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
So this is their side. So they have wow. a reality wow. show and this is their side of wow. why their husbands, or why these married women's husbands have them as a side piece. It's on VH1. You gotta look it up. I don't know what it's called, but it's side chicks or side pieces. Look that up. It's
you know what
show now.
Now with that, I'm gonna look it up. But with that, and hearing that, you know, an individual only do what you allow them to do.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And hearing that, first of all, in my marriage, I already know, even coming from my husband, I never had a fantasy.
Right.
He's never had a fantasy right. of right. wanting a menage a trois or a threesome or a side chick. Now, don't get me wrong. Like we said in the first part of the show about the married men, you know, about married men and women cheating. You understand that? That's just reality. That's life.
Right.
But to have that in your mind and to allow that into your home and to your bedroom already, that's violation. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, these husbands wanting these side pieces is, first of all, like we said, is because of what the women are allowing themselves to be. Okay, first of all, you should even look at yourself worthier than that, to be somebody else's side piece. Listen, you're not calling me only on the weekends. You're not coming at my house at 9, 10 o'clock at nighttime. In the daytime, I've been calling you and I can't get a hold to you. You understand what I'm saying? I want to go to the movies in the daytime. I want to go drive around in the daytime. I want to go to holiday dinners or whatever. You're not going to use me as that extra. I'm not a pawn. And because these women have lowered their standards.
Right.
They have lowered their standard. They have lowered their worthiness to be a pawn for that man just to say, I got somebody. But at the end of the day, you're still dealing with, you're not having anybody because he don't belong to you.
Right. And then, like you said, we got to go back to what you said. Like, he, you know, we asked, why do men have to have need of, and I'm gonna even say this, I don't even think for many men it's not really a need as much as it is just much of an attraction and something mm-hmm. that they can do, like you said, and something that they can have or something. I don't yeah. think it's a need because the need is in the house. Okay. Yeah. What I need is really yeah. at home, but this is something
be.
That I'm playing with, I'm toying with. I I have on a side or whatever, and something that a man would even believe himself to be,
right.
to believe himself to be that he is in love. Now I did something on this one time, and I said, can a man be in love with two women? Can a man be in love with more than one woman? And I talked to somebody about it, and it was kind of, you know, we agreed to disagree, and then sometimes we disagree to agree, because, you know, although we both came from a spiritual perspective about it, but then we dealt with the heart.
I was just going to say, where is the heart?
I dealt with the heart. I understand everything that person was saying, but I dealt and I got down to that the heart that was created, listen, to love.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so we discussed that, and we talked about that. And for me personally, now we can all agree to disagree. I believe a man can be married. A man can be in love with a more than one woman. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. I really do believe that a man can have feelings for more than one woman. I really do believe that. It's not that he don't have feelings for who he's with, and it's not that he don't love who he's with, but I believe that a continual attraction can lead to something. Now, we know all of this, and we're governed by the Holy Spirit. We're governed by God and all this stuff. We say none of this stuff can happen. But then we look back when they had more than one wives.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they loved him. David loved his wives. You understand what I'm saying? Solomon and all that he did, he was in the wrong heart and the wrong place, but he loved them women. You understand what I'm saying? They love their women. You understand what I'm saying? And so back then it wasn't too much. I know I'm saying something that's controversial, but that's okay. I don't care. Back then it wasn't too much of a, you know what it is today, too much of a bother or you know, too much of a harmful thing back then. But today it's harmful.
Yes. Yes.
Adultery is harmful today.
Yes.
Polygamy is harmful today.
Yes. Yes.
Having a side piece is harmful today.
Yeah, right.
Things are now harmful today because of the dysfunction that it caused in the marriage, in the relationship, the dysfunction it caused in the family, the hurt that it brings, the devastation that it brings. Today, it is harmful to practice those type of behaviors.
Well, this is the thing.
It's a commandment against it now.
Right.
It's very harmful.
And I was just going to say, you said something. See, back then, it was law, if we can say it that way. It was law.
Right.
Now, and it was lawful to do it. The Lord, even when he talked about replenishing the earth, okay? Here now, it is not lawful, like you said.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. You got some people that practice what polygamy. You got some people, you know, you got some cultures that believe in more than one wife.
They'll do it. They still do it.
Right. You got some of those things. Now, here in the United States of America, it is not lawful. Like you said, that's controversial. You know what I'm saying? We might get some things popped up on your Instagram or your texting after this. You know what I'm saying? But oh well, we must talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's been covered up too much and too long. Do you understand what I'm saying? So therefore, like you said, in your house, in your heart, let's say your house, your heart, even though it's okay, I believe that, listen, not just men, I believe a woman can love a man too, love two men too. But at the same time, but this is the thing, the difference is who has the heart of the man, who has the heart of the woman, and who just have the feelings of the man and feelings for the woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because most of the time, a man that is married, he may fall in love with another woman, but 9 times out of 10, he never leaves what's familiar first.
Right.
So now, where is that? Where is that? I don't even want to say compromise, because there's not a compromise to me.
1 minute.
Okay, it's not a compromise to me. So this is something we got to go back to, sis, because this is juicy.
Yes, we're going to continue to talk about this. And I just want to make the, you know, that is the Bible said that we are to guard our heart. And one version say, because out of it flows the issues of life. We go back to that word guarding, and we got to guard our heart. We got to watch over our heart. We have to manage. We've been caretakers over our own heart. Why is it told for us to be caretakers and manage our heart? Because our heart can get away from us.
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. I don't care how much God you in. Your heart can get away from you don't manage, and if you don't guard what goes out and what comes in.
And then, like you said,
your heart can get away from you, and that's why people are found doing things they should not do.
That's it.
Because the heart, and we're talking about relationship, because the heart got away. We let the heart get away. We didn't manage. We didn't stop that feeling. We didn't snatch that feeling. We didn't manage that feeling that tried to get in our hearts for other people. That stuff does happen. So, but anyway, we are at the end. At the end of the marital toolbox. As I say all the time, we can agree to disagree. Those that are watching, we can disagree to agree. You know, we said a little controversial things that's going on here, but if you can show us other, and if you can tell us other,
listen,
we're up for the debate.
Listen.
We're here for it.
Listen.
Okay, we're here for it. But when you talk about that, talk about the matters of the heart. You understand what I'm saying? So just come correct, come right. And we don't mind. We'll talk to you about it. But anyway, thank you for being with us. I want to thank my sister for being on. We're gonna continue this conversation. Please post your questions and your comments so that we can answer them and we can talk about them as well. So thank you for being with me. I am Pastor Octavia, the Marital Toolbox. Until again, we will see you not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. We're gonna pick up on this conversation again.
Yes.
Talk about that heart. Okay,
yes.
So talk about that heart. Okay, God bless you. Have a nice evening. Bye bye.